the mid-century mark, who can recall our grandparents, know that, with the understanding exception, they were not usually participating in an active lifestyle. If they were still alive by their 70s, often they were sedentary, ill, or failing. True, the absolute lifespan has not increased, with 122 being the oldest age recorded. But more of us are living longer than at any time in the past and living better. What's old, anyway? Today, in developed countries, it seems to be accepted that young old age begins in the late 60s, and that old age comes after the age of 80. The answer depends, of course, on who you ask. There's a remarkable generation gap when it comes to determining when old age begins, according to a 2009 national survey, Growing Old in America, by the Pew Research Center. Among the nearly 3,000 surveyed, those between ages 18 and 29 said they believed that the average person becomes old at age 60. Middle-aged respondents put it closer to 70, and those ages 65 and above say that old age begins at 74. The researchers' conclusion, after massaging the data, old age begins at 68. But that doesn't mean you're old at 68, at least in your own mind. Other questions revealed that while